In northeast Minneapolis, there is a quiet building that holds many artist studios. If you wander upstairs and into the back, you might encounter a sandstone bust about the size of two car tires. The sculpture is the head of a woman with a slight smirk on her face.
I'm fine, but this is very hard to tell the message verbally. Actually, if it would be possible to express message for the sculpture verbally or literally, it probably wouldn't be any sense to do a sculpture or painting, for example.
Konstantin Berkovsky, an artist originally from Russia, has been sculpting this masterpiece for months. Starting with a drawing he created of a young woman, he picked out the Minnesota sandstone block and forged some of his own sculpting tools. Konstantin was almost killed by this sculpture. The wooden cart the bust rests on collapsed one day, and the massive work fell to the floor. Luckily, Konstantin escaped unhurt. The sculpture developed a large reaching crack. Despite the struggles, Konstantin carried on and tried to finish the sculpture and its message.
And this is a grounded optimism. Even what I noticed recently, lots of people around us is unhappy, restrained, and very pessimistic. And they're not pessimistic because of the bad economy, or the economy is not this bad, or anything else is bad. It's actually well-fed, well kind of established people, or at least they're not doing very bad. But the optimism is because absence of enthusiasm. And my kind of attempt in a sculpture is to make a well and good grounded enthusiasm.
Konstantin grew up with his mother, stepfather, and older sister in St. Petersburg, Russia, also known as the old Soviet Union. His extended family includes scientists and other artists.
When I was very, very young, I was interested in history and archaeology. My mom gave me an advice: if you want to make a living in archaeology or history, you have to be an architect. As an architect, especially in that time, especially in former Soviet Union, you need to learn drawing. So I was enrolling in a kids' art school. It was an age of 12 or 13.
Konstantin did end up attending the Academy of the Fine Arts in St. Petersburg as a student in the architecture department. He left the department despite his love for his city's architecture around him and pursued a career as an independent artist.
After I dropped Academy of the Fine Arts, it was the hardest time of my life because as an artist, I have big ambitions and I feel I have a talent and ideas, but it's very hard to live without anyone setting your goals.
He immigrated to the United States in 1996 and lives in Minneapolis, Minnesota with his family.
About how Russians is passionate about arts, yes. Arts is certainly have more sense, more value for the Russian culture than probably here. Why it's so important more important for Russians than for the Americans? I guess because Americans have lots of other kind of ways to express their passion.
Despite the difference in culture, Konstantin continues on as an artist, sculpting, drawing, tile making, and much more.
Sounds is very musical. It's beautiful sound. It's very beautiful feel of the sharp material chiseling the stone. It's nothing forceful. I can't work with the power tools. I just feel how I'm force and abuse the material. And you have this kind of musical sound, you're in the right way. And actually, sometimes even I don't understand what I'm doing, but the material is showing me what to do and how to do. The good sound is the right sound. You're in a good track. Yeah.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.